No, seriously though, just looking forward to that game.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be a good game, you know, derby games and things like that. You know, they're great occasions, and they say full house, and I think this is gonna be the first of many. You know, we've got a lot of games that are quite local this year. It'll be they're always better games. You know, you get big following, and obviously the opposition always take their allocation as well. So they're the best games to play, and so looking forward to.
I was going
to
say, I appreciate there is, you know, a lot of pressure on both sets of players' shoulders, but it sounds as if it's an occasion that you're looking forward to rather than...
Yeah, I think so, definitely, yeah. I mean, I just say, I always remember these games on the year we lost in the playoff final. There was a lot of teams in our area then that we played, and as I say, they were always great games, and as I say, the form book goes right out the window, because I remember the last time we played at Chesterfield, it was the year they got relegated. They hadn't won a... Haven't won a lot of games, and we went down there. Such a tough game. We won 1-0. Ched scored the goal, and it was right near the end of the game. So there doesn't be a lot in the game. So I remember very well. It was quite windy, and wasn't a lot happening. Pretty quiet affair. But I think Saturday would be pretty probably similar. But these are obviously in a lot different position to they were last time. They're playing a lot of free flowing football, and quite attacking, and you know, they've carried on the form from last season. They've took that momentum into this season. They're still going strong.
I was going to say the form book would suggest that this one is going to be very tight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't think there'll be much between it. You know, just probably little margins in the game. So we'll see who comes out on top. But they're pretty confident, you know, going into the game. We've had a good run of form the last 10 games or so. 8 games, I think we've lost one game. But, you know, I think we're pretty confident going into the game, as we should be. You know, I'm sure they will be as well.
What can you do to sort of ensure that your ability or maximise the chance of your ability coming out in a game like this, though?
It's just, I suppose, a lot of it's game management and concentration, and you know, when you come to these games, because they're quite boisterous, the crowd are quite on top, and, you know, they're on top and always looking for a reaction with referees and things like that, little silly things. So I think the most important thing is just being, you know, keeping calm and concentration and trying to block out the stuff on the side. And, you know, I think the thing that's probably best out to do that, and sometimes in these situations, is the thing that comes out top.
I suppose for some of them, I mean, you've obviously had them in your career probably more than you care to remember. Some of the players who perhaps came here more recently, this is where I guess the cup run.
Definitely. But as I say, as well as that, I think with the cup run that we've had last year, it's already played into this year. I was only talking there to the radio station about it, saying that you know, that obviously gives a lot of momentum. We finished the season so strong last year, the second half of the season, and the cup run as well. You know, the amount of times in that cup where we went behind in a game, we had to come back and against higher opposition and go on to win games, and I think that's happened already a couple of times this season. You see Saturday, the spirit and the effort from the lads to go 1-0 down after 80-odd minutes and to come back and to win the game. It was unbelievable effort, and we deserved it. You know, the form from start to finish was pretty good. But as I say, I think that all that spirit comes from sort of last year with the run that we were on, and the way the crowd reacted to it as well. And you see it down at Colchester as well. We don't play well for 80 minutes, 2-0 down, and come back and score 3 goals. And that's not something we've been able to do in the past. You know, we were always quite good at getting our noses in front and soaking it up and keep being quite good defensively and, you know, keeping a clean sheet. Whereas we're starting to see the other side of it now, that we've got goals and threats in our team now that we believe we can, you know, we can score more than one goal, you know, because I don't think the belief was there the last couple of years that when we went behind that we could come back and win a game, you know. And I think Saturday is probably a perfect example, whereas if we'd have lost that game last season before the gaffer came in, or the year before, I don't think we would have come back. That probably could have ended 2 or 3-0 the opposite way, because we probably would have been in disarray chasing the game, you know. But I think we showed great spirit and game management on Saturday to go and win it, you know.